ourselves a little bit and move on to items 492 and 493.
492, authorize a loan contract with the Oregon Infrastructure Finance Authority to assist in the financing of the Columbia River Levee Project engineering analysis.
Okay, and I need to move the substitute for that one? Yes. So are you, maybe you could move the substitute.
No, I'll second your moving of the substitute.
Okay. There's a motion to adopt the substitute, a new version of the ordinance, which as soon as Sue distributes it, we'll take a roll call on adopting the substitute, and then we'll call on these gentlemen.
Before you do that, Mayor, I need to note that I do have an excused absence starting at 12:30.
Yes.
So this item is supposed to be 30 minutes. If I leave before you're done, it's not that I was bored.
Okay, so unless there's any further council discussion, then a roll call on the placing the substitute before us.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
I believe the substitute has some technical amendments, and I'm sure the staff will talk about that. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay. Good afternoon. So do you want to go through these first the loan agreement and then the intergovernmental?
I think taking them both as a single item.
Please.
So thank you, Mr. Mayor. Commissioners Jonas Beery, the city's debt manager. Two associated ordinances before you. I'm going to walk through quickly what they do and then hand off to Mr. Steve Greenwood from Oregon Solutions to walk through a brief presentation. The substitute ordinance, just for a point of record, the originally submitted ordinance used an inaccurate statutory reference. So the substitute ordinance replaces that with the correct statutory reference for a loan contract with the State Infrastructure Finance Authority, which I'll describe here in a moment. Fundamentally, it's an administrative correction. The loan itself remains structured exactly the same. And I should mention, maybe before I get started, so I don't forget, we do have a number of partners in the room. We're going to talk about those owners. We have representatives from the port, from Multnomah County Drainage District, I believe from Metro, Peninsula District 1, Peninsula District 2, here in the room today. I just wanted to acknowledge that they are present. The first ordinance authorizes the city to enter into a loan with the State of Oregon Infrastructure Finance Authority via the Special Public Works Fund Program. Proceeds of the loan will pay for a portion of an engineering analysis of the Columbia River levees and drainage facilities. The maximum loan amount is $1.4 million and will be secured by the city's available general funds. The first payment on the loan is not due until December 1, 2016, unless the balance is prepaid prior to that date. If the loan is not prepaid, the final payment will occur December 1, 2022. While the city will be formally the applicant for the loan, the project involves a number of partners, and those partners have some shared responsibility for payment of the loan. The second ordinance before you authorizes an intergovernmental agreement that does two key things. First, the IGA describes the responsibilities of the Multnomah County Drainage District related to management of the contract, the engineering contract that the loan is funding. And then second, and importantly, the IGA describes the obligations of the various parties related to repayment of the loan. Each party has agreed to essentially be responsible for a portion of the $1.4 million cost. The city is responsible for $600,000, and so if we choose to amortize beginning in December 2016, meaning pay the loan over the next 7 years, 2016 through 2022, that annual cost will be about $110,000 a year to the city. The Port of Portland and Metro have are each going to be responsible for paying $300,000 each of the loan. Peninsula District 1, Peninsula District 2, each responsible for $100,000. So the sum of those amounts is the $1.4 million loan. The IGA describes that the city will be responsible for making the payments. Our partners are responsible for giving us the funds, their allocated portion, when those payments are due. Any party, including the city, may choose to prepay their allocation at any time prior to that 2016 date. Before we get to Steve, pending approval of these ordinances today, we're standing ready to submit the loan application to the state tomorrow or by the end of this week so that we can receive funding in July and facilitate the timing of the engineering analysis. Happy to take questions. I think it may make sense to have Steve go through his presentation first, and then we can take questions at the end.
Okay.
If there are any. Thanks.
Please proceed then, Steve. Thanks.
Great. Yes, good afternoon, Mayor Hales and commissioners.
Steve Greenwood from the Oregon Solutions Program, and I am privileged to be here this afternoon to represent the Oregon Solutions collaborative team of stakeholders that is addressing the Columbia River levee accreditation issue. And I wanted to just give you a very brief context for the action this afternoon. First of all, just wanted to emphasize again that the levee accreditation is, in fact, a regional priority. The way it works is that without accreditation, the area behind the levee would be mapped by FEMA as a significant flood hazard area, and that would have a number of ramifications economically that I think the region does not want to see. FEMA requires documentation in order to get that accreditation, and part of that documentation is what they call a certification by an engineer, which is often shorthanded to simply certification. The governor last year identified this as an Oregon Solutions project and asked Mayor Hales to help convene the group of stakeholders. So they have been meeting and looking at this issue. I want to emphasize that the FEMA clock has not started yet, but it could start at any time. It's really their choice when to do that. but the first critical step in this accreditation process is the engineering review. And simply put, it's really about figuring out how big a problem do we have here. Are we really in pretty good shape, or do we have some major things that we're going to need to take care of? What we found is that after already spending $1.5 million last year to do the first part of that study, that we were short, to complete the study, we were short $1.4 million. And we'd already taxed the capacity of the two drainage districts, Peninsula 1 and Peninsula 2, and it was really a little late to incorporate any kind of new proposals into the 2015 budget process for folks. And so the challenge was, how do we complete the study? How do we get the information we need about the size of the problem? So what happened is that a group of the stakeholders came together and figured it out. And I think that what they came up with was a fairly simple but elegant solution. And it started with the state of Oregon's Infrastructure mm-hmm. Finance Authority providing or offering a low-interest loan that they said that the term would be 7 years for payment, and that they would be willing to defer payment for 2 years so people could put the repayment into their regular budget process. As Jonas said, there are a number of parties to this agreement, the others of which have already committed the funding for this. Peninsula 1 District, $100,000, Peninsula 2, $100,000, Port of Portland, $300,000, and Metro, the other partner, $300,000. And we have representatives from all of those, I think, except for, unfortunately, the representative from Metro had to leave a little bit earlier today. He was here earlier. But that's the solution. The actual total cost for completion of the study is actually a little bit more than $1.4 million, but a number of those are not able to be covered by the IFA loan. And those costs, about $160,000, will be covered by the two drainage districts, Peninsula 1 and Peninsula 2. And I'll just end by saying that in terms of next steps, once this study is complete, and we expect it to be complete by September of this year, that we then need to look at finalizing approaches to governance and funding, and we need to begin the regulatory process for improvements. It could take years for us to go from where we are today to actually doing the improvements and putting the levee system in a position where it is accreditable. with me here today is one of the key partners of this collaboration, Reed Wagner from Multnomah County Drainage District, and we're here to answer any questions you may have.
Great. Anything you want to add, Reed? Or?
No, I think Steve covered most of it, except for the fact that I would say that across the country, we've been looking at communities that have been challenged by this, and we've seen communities that have been successful. There's hope. It's possible to reach accreditation. We've also seen communities that have not reached accreditation, and the economic impact is pretty devastating on the community. So I'm very proud of the collaboration that has happened in this community to work towards a solution. And I also appreciate the fact that the commissioner's offices, the mayor's office, and the bureaus have been very solutions-oriented when it comes to this. So thank you.
Thank you. Questions for the team? And I know we have our governmental partners here and the Columbia Carter Association as well. So questions for the group?
One question. I think this is probably for Jonas. I'm pleased the city could step up on this project and take a leadership role to ensure we can wisely finance the assessment phase, and I commend the mayor for his work on this. I do understand, though, that the long-term cost of mitigation could be substantial, and just want to make it clear, the IGA does not in any way bind us for the cost of the mitigation. That's that it applies only to the cost of the engineering analysis?
That's correct. I'll answer the question if folks want to chime in. So I direct you, Commissioner, to, I believe it's section 18 of the IGA actually has language describing that this is not intended to be precedent setting from that perspective.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thanks very much. We'll stand by if you have any others, but do we have folks from the other governments here to testify? I know they're in the room, but they're standing by if we have questions for them. And then who has signed up to testify?
We had Crystal. Is she here?
I don't think she's still here. Okay. Anyone else who would like to speak on this? Then, oh, come on up, Lightning.
I represent Think Lightning Company. My name is Lightning. One of the concerns I have on this is you stated that it might not be accredited for a few years, so what really happens at that time? And another issue I have on this situation is that pertaining to any trees on the levee, it's my understanding that it's going to be expected if there's a concern about the trees, they're going to want to have those removed possibly, and the cost will be shifted off to the owners of the property that are located next to the levee or part of the levee. I'd like to maybe have an understanding on how the property owners are going to be affected by this and also affected by the point it might not be accredited for several years. So that's kind of my concern is on the property owners near the levee. And where I'm talking primarily is possibly up near Marine Drive near where the airport is, in areas through there where a lot of property owners own the land that is basically has trees on it. Are they going to be expected to remove those trees by the engineers, and will they have to do that, or can that be challenged? Thank you.
Good questions. Might get one of you to respond. Do we know yet about tree removal, and I think the assumption is wrong that the property owners will automatically be charged of that cost, but what do we know today?
That's correct. To address a few of the questions, accreditation, we are still accredited, and we will remain accredited until we would be remapped and deaccredited if we are not moving forward with and being with progress on fixing the levee. When it comes to trees, there are cases where, through the accreditation process, trees have been proposed to be removed. Certainly, we're going to have to balance between public safety and our community goals and values in determining how we move forward with decisions, and that's something that we have not yet addressed and will address once we get the investigation results back from the engineers. When it comes to charging the property owners, we haven't yet quite figured out how we're going to address the costs associated with remediation, and I think that's something that we'll be walking through over the next 12 months.
If I could just add, one of the aspects of the Oregon Solutions process is that we have both of the neighborhood organizations that are represented and are definitely full participants in the Oregon Solutions team, as well as the Columbia Corridor Association. And all of those will be part of, you know, working through those issues as we move forward.
Further questions? Then roll call on the first of the two emergency ordinances, 492.
Fish.
I'm pleased to support this. And, Mayor, one thing this reminds me is just like Cryptosporidium triggered a federal rule called LT2, Katrina triggered some rules and rulemaking around levies. And in the future here is a potential hit to our community that's like a Katrina, a financial Katrina. And I would, on the basis of this hearing, urge that as we craft our legislative agenda in the fall, that we put this levy issue near the top of our Washington agenda and seek to take full advantage of having a chairman of an appropriate Senate committee, because we are going to get whacked with some regulations. They are likely to bankrupt levy districts and then, by default, local governments throughout the country. And I think we have to draw a line. Superfund, LT2, all of these things have something in common. Unfunded federal mandates, laudable as they are, which continue to put burdens on us at the local level, this is a great way to fund these short-term obligations, and I can't think of a better partnership than Oregon Solutions and all of our other partners, but it's not financially sustainable. And so I hope this becomes continues to be a priority on our legislative agenda to get some federal relief for the real cost to follow. Aye.
Salzman.
Well, I appreciate the work of Oregon Solutions and the drainage districts, the city, metro, and the port, Columbia Corridor Association. This is a good first step in cooperation on something that's very important, and that is maintaining our Columbia River levees. Very, very important. Aye.
Novick.
I second everything that my colleagues have said. I also have to say that it used to be my privilege to get to see Steve Greenwood every 3 months at the Oregon Environmental Council Board, and we haven't seen nearly enough of each other in the past 7 years, so we need to remedy that. Aye.
Fritz.
People at home might be wondering why the city is responsible for this, and the answer is that we hold the Federal Emergency Management Association administration maps, so that makes us responsible as the regulatory body. And we're also the largest property owner in the district. It's a good deal for everyone. And in fact, Parks is one of the largest property owners there. And obviously, the drainage districts don't have the capacity to front the bond. Very much appreciate the neighbors having worked with us since the discussion, was it two budgets ago, about the drainage districts and how property owners within the districts are now also paying stormwater fees with the rest of the city. So that's an important consideration. The loan demonstrates good faith to FEMA, and that means property owners and homeowners don't lose their flood insurance even though the levy is currently not in compliance, and they can continue to develop their properties. So that's very important. Very much thank the governor and the Oregon Solutions team. This is a good approach. Thanks to the drainage districts and the port and metro for being good government partners with us. And thanks to Patty Howard on my staff, who was instrumental in spotting the need for the substitute, and Jackie Dingfelder on the mayor's staff, who's been coordinating this. Aye.
Mm-hmm. Hales.
Yes, thank you, Jackie. It's nice. It's great having her here as a resource on this issue and many others. And this is a big one. This is a big deal, and it's not just a compliance exercise. And it could be, it will be expensive. We just don't know exactly how expensive yet. And we do have experience with federal mandates turning into big costs here in the city of Portland. We have a $1.4 billion big pipe that, you know, is one proof of that, and actually also a successful outcome. We have a Superfund listing, and we're not sure what the solution there or the cost is going to be. And this is one more case. But this is about real stuff, too, not just the compliance exercise. The 1996 flood tested our levees and got very close to overwhelming them in a couple of cases. So as climate change progresses and as floods are more of a threat and as this federal government responds to Katrina, as you said, Commissioner Fish, we got to make sure they actually work. It's not just a technical exercise. They have to actually work. And it's because our airport and 2,200 businesses, and a bunch of city property are all affected. So this is a big deal. The only hope we have is by working together, and that's why having the Oregon Solutions team as the convener and organizer of this work is so helpful. Reed, thank you. We know this was a bigger task than the drainage districts could take on, but you've been a great facilitator and leader of this early stage of the work, and a lot more work to come. Classic illustration of one of my favorite Ben Franklin statements, where he said, if we don't hang together, we will most assuredly hang separately. And so we better hang together and figure this one out. Thank you for all for good work. Aye. And then the second item, please, the cost-sharing agreement.
Item 493, authorized cost-sharing intergovernmental agreement for Columbia River Levee Project engineering analysis.
Okay. Any further discussion? Anyone want to testify on this item? And roll call.
Fish.
I might have left out Jonas and his crack team. Thank you for your good work and for shepherding this through the council.
Yes.
Aye.
Felsman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
You're here. Thank you, Jonas. Aye. Okay. Now we are to item 494.